We always assume that the computer, if it gets in charge of our car, has to be infallible. But actually, it only has to be better than the human driver in order for things to improve. And when you start looking at the performance of the human driver, it leaves a lot to be desired. So we humans are pretty infallible ourselves, and most of the incidents on the road boil down to the effects of human negligence. And so when you start thinking about it like that, actually the goals for the computer to beat aren't quite as high as we sometimes think.
So we don't. So what we're saying here is we're rubbish, but the computers are less rubbish.
Well, we're not that good, actually. I mean, there are an awful lot of incidents. We talk about, you know, very sadly, 2,000 people nearly were killed last year on the road, something in that order, a bit less than that.
I'm imagining I get in the car, I program my route, and then I nod off in the back.
Well, in the end, you might be able to do that. That's not going to happen any time next year or the year after. But it will come upon us, I think, little by little. There are some things that are already with us. I mean, many people now have cruise control on their cars.
Yeah, I use it all the time, yeah. It's just an evolution from that we're talking about, is it?
It's an evolution from that, and it's not too far in the distance to imagine. If you have cruise control on the motorway, in town you might have crawl control, where if you're in a traffic jam, the vehicle just drives itself through this very, very slow traffic jam, because it knows where you want to go, and it knows that there are cars in front and behind, and you can do some emails or read the newspaper, and that really is a better use of your time.
I just worry there's going to be carnage on the roads.
Well, to be crude, there is carnage on the roads, as I was referring to earlier. I mean, carnage is a very strong word, but people do get killed and maimed on our roads, sadly. And I think that if we can do something which will reduce that, it has to be seen to be a good thing.
Yeah. Is it
going to happen overnight.
No.
It'll happen progressively, and it won't be frightening. I think it will happen because the thin end of the wedge...
We'll get used to it, you
think? We'll get used to it because the things that come first will be things that help people. So that beeping thing, which stops you crashing into the back of another car, is not seen to be unhelpful, it's seen to be helpful. Self-parking cars, you know, seem to be helpful. People pay a little bit extra to have these features on their cars because they want them. And gradually, all these additional features will come together on the car, and then we'll suddenly realise that the car can do almost everything it needs to without us.